You're listening to the Robert Hartley Games Master Podcast. The following is a recap from my interactive tabletop role-playing game series, Twitch Tales, where the chat on my Twitch channel acts as a hive mind collective to control the actions of the main character. This recap acts as a summary for anyone wishing to jump into the story from this point, or simply as a reminder for the story this far. Enjoy!
Welcome to episode 70. What has happened in Apis' story so far? It began with a flashback to sort of a nightmare of Apis's town getting destroyed by a green dragon 3 years prior. And then Apis woke from that nightmare and discovered, I'm kind of running low on rations. I haven't been to a town in a while. As an outlander and a ranger, I've just kind of been living on the land. I best go to the nearby frontier town called Shadridge. They went to the town. They met up with a friend of theirs, a baker, and discovered that the mead was not arriving in town. The delivery of mead wasn't arriving to the local tavern. So they decided to go off and speak with the apiarist who runs the apiary nearby. When they got there, they found the apiarist murdered and his bees stolen. Investigating that, they found that goblins were behind it, and Apis managed to dispatch of those goblins and save the bees, including a giant bee called Mel, whom they befriended and have been travelling with ever since. Going back to Shadridge, they discovered a bunch of elven villagers in the nearby forest. Elven villagers called the Four Sisters, as there were four different elven villagers around. They had also been attacked by these goblins, and so Apis stuck around to help them rebuild and get to know them a little bit, including helping them with a harvest of a particular medicinal flower called the Prin Flower. Leaving the forest back for Shadridge, they realised that in the time away, people had started getting sick and dying of old age at a rapid rate, and long story short, they discovered it was a necromancer sapping their life and turning them into shadows after death. They managed to save one old lady called Edith, a potion maker and potion brewer, and drive the necromancer out of town, a young woman called Sally. After all that Shadridge had been through in the last week or two, the citizens of Fondurg, as well as the law enforcement of Fondurg, a group called the Knights of Kvosna, mentioned to Apis that they hadn't been getting supplies from the nearby city of Fondurg. I think I was saying Fondurg before and I meant Shadridge. They hadn't been getting the supplies from the nearby city of Fondurg, so they, if you could take a note for them and let them know that everything's hunky-dory here and they can start sending supplies again, that'd be great. On your way to Fondurg, you got ambushed by some bandits who turned out were working for a manticore. You killed the manticore, set free the bandits, and some of them came to live and work in Shadridge for a second chance at life, as it were. You grabbed the supplies that you needed, headed off back to Fondurg once more, and once you arrived, you found that the forest outside of Fondurg was riddled with these half-green dragon creatures, which was a pretty clear sign that there was a green dragon in the forest nearby. Sure enough, upon killing these half-green dragon creatures, you seem to incur the wrath of the daddy, who attacked the town of Fondurg and claimed vengeance. This young green dragon called Lucifreak attacked. You went out to scout the area and look for where his lair is so that you can get more information on how easy it'll be for the town to fight him. Unfortunately, you got captured. You got captured by Lucifreak and taken to his lair as part of his treasures, his living treasures. He kept you alive because you seemed to have worth. You mentioned to him that you had started developing powers with the planes and the ability to teleport. You had started to develop these powers as a horizon walker, whatever that meant to you. You were still learning. He kept you alive, thinking that your power might become his at some point, but a few days later, after you'd managed to sort of gain his trust, you launched an attack, and in an all-out battle with you and your allies and the royal guard from the king's guard that had come to help out, you managed to defeat Lucifreak and a whole bunch of his offspring, a whole bunch of his minions. you went back to Fondurg and buried the dead and even resurrected one of them with a new body, an arcanist called Vala, who runs an arcanist's guild of wizards and whatnot. I'm trying to think if there's anything else before you set off north. I think that was it. After resurrecting Vala and talking to her, you mentioned to her that there was a necromancer in the woods nearby, not Sally, but another one. There's now two necromancers you've heard of, and their stories seem to be linked in some ways. But you let her deal with that, because she seemed to know more about it, and you instead headed off north to Shedridge once more. Shedridge wasn't in peril when you arrived for the first time in a while. Along the way, you've been meeting with some fairies, both in your dreams and out in the real world. And as you've been meeting with these fairies, they gifted you a wayfinder beetle, a little beetle that can point the direction to the nearest portal. And you also were told that there was an archfey, known to many as the Merry Gentleman, who was in the Feywild waiting for you to come and visit him, because he wants to help you learn some of your Horizon Walker abilities. You kind of blew him off and put him off for a while, instead going to the Four Sisters, back to the Four Sisters Elven villages to collect some of your items that you'd commissioned from them. You also, while you were there, met with an old man called the Gravedigger. And he seemed to know a little bit about necromancy in the nearby woods. So you followed him and found some bodies torn apart by demons. He started mentioning about demons. It's not the first time you'd heard about demons. You learned from him that there was a source of corruption in the forest to the north of the Four Sisters, in an area of the woods called the Great Expanse. You also used your Horizon Walker abilities to confirm that indeed there is a portal to some kind of otherworldly plane that seems to be corrupting the land. You also met amongst all of this a man called Mosh, who is a werefox and likes to keep that secret. He helped you with a few of these fights, but he also lost control at the last full moon and bit an innocent man, an innocent elf man called Belladel, not Benadryl. Belladel got bitten and got infected with this curse of werefox lycanthropy, and you don't know whether or not he's managed to successfully fight it off or not, because that's the last you saw of him. Then, finally, I think that brings us pretty much up to date, because you, at that point, decided you'd been putting off going to visit the Merry Gentleman in the Feywild for long enough that it was about time you go. You found a portal to the Feywild, and knowing the dangers of doing so, having a mother who's fascinated with the Fey and brought you up on stories of the Feywild and Fey creatures, you decided you're going to go through the portal to the Feywild despite the dangers. The dangers you knew about was the fact that other planes of existence can have time dilation with this plane of existence, so in a very Narnia kind of way. You can spend an hour there and it could be a year here, or you could spend a year there and it could be an hour here, or anywhere in between. You went through the portal anyway. And one of the other effects of the Feywild is that when you come back through the portal onto the material plane of existence, or to any other plane of existence from the Feywild, there is a chance, if you fail a wisdom saving throw, that you forget all of your time there. So as you stepped through the portal, I rolled a wisdom saving throw for you, you failed it. So you stepped back onto the material plane of existence in a different costume, leveled up to level 7, with other items in your inventory, having not remembered how long you've been gone or what has happened in your absence. You don't know, you don't remember any of the time you spent on the Feywild, and you're trying to slowly piece that back together again as you found yourself in a completely different part of the world, it seems. You had a note in hand that said you need to find a village in the East Drenlach and find a friend who lives there. You need to fix the sentinels. And you have abilities, unique abilities as a Horizon Walker that can help this plane, this world with its problem with planar portals and planar transportation, it seems. So you walked into the woods looking for where the hell you are and what has happened and trying to piece together everything that you know about. You started to forget things, though. You started to realize your memories were getting muddled. You couldn't remember why you were here. You couldn't remember how you got here. You kept having to reread the note in your hand, and it was almost a surprise every time you did. Something about this forest was messing with your head. Eventually, however, you found this beautiful waterfall that was very carefully curated to create this this visage of an elven woman. And while standing at this waterfall and mentioning aloud something to do with the sentinels and trying to find a village, some birds that happened to be keeping watch took flight and went and fetched a particular guardian, who arrived in the form of an air elemental, taking the form of an owl. This air elemental dropped form and introduced himself as a wood elf called Seed, and took you back to his village, a village called Drenvale, an abandoned elven village in the forest, where only he and a bunch of fairy creatures live. He also introduced you to a guardian of that village, a unicorn called Julius. That's pretty much where we left off. You're all up to date. You are sleeping after a very long day and a very confusing day. You are sleeping, having a long rest, and in the morning you have lots of questions for Julius and Seed. Seed does not seem like the type to be giving you very straight answers, given that he is, although very wise, very, very unintelligent. He has the intelligence of a sort of a great ape. He does not have any book smarts. He can barely speak common. He was very much raised by wolves, kind of backstory, and does not know how to interact with people so well, and he does not know the intricacies of strategic plans and that sort of thing. He is, however, very very aware of his surroundings and has grown up a very Tarzan-like backstory. In the middle of this town that he took you to, this abandoned elven town called Drenvale, there is a huge moat around an island on which stands an enormous tree. A humongous sort of apple tree looking thing, or like this oak tree looking thing. Huge, huge, huge tree in the center of this village. And apparently you were meant to come back to the material plane from that tree with the Merry Gentleman. But when you started to come through the tree, apparently, you're hearing secondhand from Julius, apparently the Merry Gentleman was interested to see that you had stepped, you had jumped without portal and ended up somewhere else in the forest, which is partly why your note in hand didn't have a great deal of information on it, because the Merry Gentleman was intending you to come through with him. And you didn't, for whatever reason. Oh yes, and the amnesia effect eventually wore off. The thing that was happening to you about not knowing where you were, you went to a steam sentinel, one of the sentinels that has been fixed by Seed already, and you absorbed the steam of this sentinel. It was a block of wood over a long aqueduct of stone that ran over some coals, and the water from the river burned off, evaporated off, and went into the into the block of wood that was very carefully chiseled out, so that the steam, and more specifically condensation, that would come out of the front of these holes in this wooden block would form the visage of an elven man. So now you've seen two of the sentinels, a water sentinel in the shape of an elven woman, a waterfall, and a steam sentinel in the shape of an elven man. Do we know if we need to constantly steam up so we remember? No, he mentioned that as long as you're in the forest, you shouldn't need to do it again. If you do leave the forest for a while and come back, you might need to do it again. Last thing for the recap. Seed has a pet. Seed has a pet that is slightly unusual. He is a roper. A roper is a monster, usually, that kind of resembles this huge rocky stalagmite, except that it's got a giant single eye and a giant toothy maw, and it can send out tendrils and bring people in and bite them. The ropers will, as their ambush predators, will adapt to their surroundings usually. So as Pointy, as he's known, has grown up in the forest, instead of becoming this stalagmite looking thing, he looks like a rotten tree stump instead. He's a huge monster and very, very dangerous, but Seed has complete control over him as his master.
Hi, so this was a recap of the Apis story so far. When you've caught up, you can join us live over on twitch.tv/RobertHartleyGM.